This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus on Thursday and docked six of its ships at a strategic Black Sea port. The moves drew a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalating the tensions in the region. The Russian maneuvers in Belarus involved thousands of troops and sophisticated weapon systems, such as the S-400 surface-to-air missiles, Panzer air defense systems, and Su-35 fighter jets. Some of the training was just 210 kilometers north of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. The Russian Defense Ministry said the six ships arrived at the port of Sevastopol in Crimea, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014. They had been on a 13,000-kilometer journey from the Baltic Sea to begin what officials described as naval exercises. Officials in Moscow and Minsk have said Russian troops will withdraw from Belarus sometime after the drills end on February 20th, but Western officials remain fearful that they could be deployed in a Russian invasion of Ukraine, which is a former Soviet republic, along with 100,000 troops Moscow has amassed along Ukraine's eastern flank. Ukrainian officials launched their own drills on Thursday. Ukraine described Russia's naval exercises as, quote, destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. Kiev accused Russia of violating international law by restricting wide swaths of open waters to conduct missile and artillery fire training. And German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Thursday that Russia should not underestimate the West's resolve in responding to any escalation in the Ukraine-Russia crisis. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan denounced an attempted drone attack Thursday by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels at Saudi Arabia's Aba International Airport, and said global allies will hold the rebels accountable. 12 people were injured at the airport by shrapnel from a drone intercepted by air defenses on Thursday. This according to the Saudi-led coalition that has been battling the rebels since early 2015, after the group ousted Yemen's globally recognized government from power. Hours later, the rebels claimed responsibility for the attack. Sullivan said in a statement released by the White House that the administration will work with Saudi and international partners to hold them accountable. He said the U.S. is, quote, committed to supporting Saudi Arabia in the defense of its people and territory from these attacks. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has sparked Hong Kong's fifth wave of COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, with new restrictions being implemented Thursday by Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Public gatherings in Hong Kong are limited to two people. Private gatherings are limited to two families. Hong Kong's daily infection rate reached a record 614 cases on Monday. On Wednesday, there were 1,161 daily infections, and Thursday recorded 986 new cases. With the extreme transmissibility of Omicron, experts are predicting that cases will rise in what is one of the world's most densely populated jurisdictions, with more than 6,500 people per square kilometer. Former British Prime Minister John Major accused Prime Minister Boris Johnson late Thursday of breaking COVID laws and fostering public contempt, that's his word, for politics, as police prepared to grill Downing Street partygoers. The unusually blunt attack from Major on his Conservative colleague underlined the political jeopardy Johnson faces, with several lawmakers from the ruling party calling publicly for his resignation. Police are now reviewing a December 2020 event in Downing Street at the Prime Minister's residence after the Daily Mirror printed a photo of Johnson and two colleagues, one draped in tinsel, near an open bottle of sparkling wine. On a visit to NATO headquarters in Brussels, Johnson was asked if he would resign if he is fined by police for breaching COVID restrictions on social gatherings. He told reporters he'll say more once the process is completed. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.